Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love, and our hands that we might serve. And take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. I'd like to begin with a story that is somewhat appropriate as we make our way through the Passport to Wellness program. A doctor was addressing a large audience concerning the health risks of various foods. The stuff we put in our stomachs is enough to have killed most of us sitting here years ago. Red meat is awful. Soft drinks corrode your stomach lining. High-fat diets can be disastrous, and none of us realizes the long-term harm caused by the germs in our drinking water. But there's one thing that is the most dangerous of all. We have, or we all have, or will eat it. Can anyone here tell me what that food causes the most grief, suffering for years after eating it? After several seconds of silence, a 75-year-old man in the front row raised his hand and softly said, "Wedding cake." Today we come together to celebrate a wedding. A wedding that took place many years ago and many miles from here. Like a good number of us that have made St. Peter's our home, our weddings have also taken place many years ago and many miles from here. Angie and I will celebrate our 56th anniversary this coming May. A great journey most of the way, and much growth and also much stumbling on the way. But I believe it's in our stumbling that we grow the most. I think a line from Dickens's A Tale of Two Cities would sum up those years for all of us. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was a season of light, it was a season of darkness. As we look back on our journey, those words have meaning. But as we move through the worst of times, we also arrived at the best of times. I believe weddings are kind of like New Year's Eve, new beginnings, fresh starts, and hope for the future. In my years as a deacon, I have been blessed to be a witness to many of those fresh starts. Today's gospel has been picked for many of those new beginnings, and this morning I'm given the opportunity to again reflect on John's gospel. In it, we celebrate a wedding. But before the wedding feast is over, the wine runs out. Suddenly, the excitement, the joy, the festivities seem to be over. Wine was very important to wedding celebrations during Jesus' time, as it is today. What kind of feast would it be without wine to cheer hearts and provide an occasion for toasts? Without the wine, how could someone stand up, raise a cup in salutation, and give a little speech or a wish for long years, lots of children, and happiness forever? At today's wedding celebration, Mary notices the shortage of wine and tells her son that they have no wine. At first, Jesus is reluctant to respond to his mother's subtle request. Then he responds, "What concern is that to you and me?" Like most mothers, Mary pays little attention to her son's words and tells the servants to do whatever he tells them to do. What made Mary think that Jesus could solve the wine shortage at the wedding? It is not as if they first met. They spent the last 30 years together, and mothers know what sons can do, and Mary knew Jesus could solve the problem. With the changing of the water into wine, Jesus' ministry begins, and his journey to Calvary also begins. Calvary would end his earthly life, but it also extends ours. I believe the wedding at Cana and all weddings are about relationships. Bride and groom's relationship to their mothers and fathers, to their sisters and brothers, to their grandfathers and grandmothers, to their family and friends, all witnessing the new beginning, the fresh start, and the sharing of their joy. They promise to share that joy until death do them part. The promises that are given are not just promises to love the other when the other is lovely and lovable, but to love the other for better or worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health. And that means to love the other even at 3:30 in the morning when the baby's crying, and to love each other with a terrible cold in the head and when the bills must be paid. The love that is all the love that is affirmed at the wedding is not just a condition of the heart, but an act of the will. And the promise that love makes is to will the other's good, even at the expense sometimes of our own good. And that's quite a promise. Like Jesus, I believe on our Cana Day, we also began our journey. Our journey to grow in love for each other, and also our own journey to Calvary. A beginning, a period of growth, and an ending. But an ending with a new beginning. I thought back over the last 7 years that Angie and I have been part of St. Peter's. Some of our good friends who have lived their joy and struggles together reached the end of their journey. I counted 16 loving relationships that we were part of, ended and began again, for better or worse, for richer or poorer, till death do us part. My question to you this morning is, do you believe those loving relationships ended with the death of one of the partners? I don't think so. Did our relationship with Jesus end with his death, or did it continue with his resurrection? Relationships, whether husband and wife, mother and father, son and daughter, don't end in death, but continue at a different level. Their earthly life is ended, but who they were to us continues. The Cana story is ripe with symbolism. Yes, there is a need. Yes, at first Jesus seems to hold back. But when he acts with superabundance. An overflowing supply of wine is a biblical symbol of God's grace. Is that a message for us as we take the Eucharist cup today? As I said earlier, weddings are about relationships. But the one relationship I left out was the most important. At Cana, Jesus kept the celebration going by solving the wine shortage. And in our lives, he also keeps our celebration going with his abundant grace until we reach our Calvary. Our journey as husband and wife involve all those who helped us on our way. And we must remember that those who helped us are also on that same journey. And as they reach their destination, they are still there to help us. Some of us are blessed to have our partner to support us on our journey. Others have to make the journey by themselves with the help of family and friends along the way. But if we include Jesus at the center of our journey, if we work with him, if we give him the water just as the wine steward did in today's gospel, we again witness this extraordinary miracle. Water into wine, sadness into joy, death into life forever. At Eucharist, an extra wafer is given at times to the surviving spouse or the surviving mother or father or surviving son or daughter as a symbol of that continuing relationship. The relationship that started at our Cana some time ago and will certainly continue through eternity. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray for all relationships to have Jesus at the center as we make our way to Calvary and to our resurrection. Amen.